469. All right, we're calling medical now, and can I get a description of him? And what is bleeding on him?
I have no idea. I grabbed his hand because he wanted me to lift up, and I said, let go of my hand. You have blood on it.
Okay, so we don't know where he's bleeding from. He just had it on his hand.
Yep. And he fell towards the back door of the bus that was in front of me, but that bus left, and I thought it'd be best to call medical to cover my ass, because I didn't ask him to come towards my bus or nothing.
Okay. Is he breathing okay and conscious and all that good stuff?
Yeah, he just can't get up off the ground, and I can't lift him. I'm not strong enough, and I'm not going to hurt myself.
No, we don't want you to do that, but they'll be out there soon. Make sure you don't touch the face or anything.
Yeah, and I'm out of any cleaning wipes.
Well, they're going to come and clean you up as well. Make sure he stays down, and you leave him laying on the sidewalk, and you said he's about how old?
About 60 years old, and he's not on the sidewalk. He's on the street. He fell off the curb into the street.
Okay, so don't allow anybody else to pick him up either. He may have neck, back injuries. We just want to make sure he stays down. Can you tell him that he just needs to stay there until somebody gets there to help him? Okay, I copy that. They are on their way. Reassure him that they're on their way.
Okay, I'll let him know. Hold on.
No, medical on the phone is saying do not pick him up.
Okay. I appreciate you guys coming back to me soon.
You're welcome, and we did time out. Let me know when they get there.